Hey everybody, it's Maria and welcome back to another episode of Fertility Focus. Now before we dive in, I want to hear from you. Do you have any questions about today's topic or insights to share? If so, send me a DM on Instagram at fitness_fertility. Your input really shapes this podcast, so do not hesitate to reach out with your thoughts, ideas, or simply to say hello. So get in touch, let me know what you need, and I will support you every step of the way. Welcome to Fertility Focus. This weekly minisode is designed to help you improve your fertility. Every Tuesday, I'll be focusing on actionable steps to help you take control of your own trying to conceive journey. I'm Maria, I'm a personal trainer specializing in fertility. Whether you're preparing for IVF, managing your BMI, or ready to throw everything you have at your own trying to conceive journey, tune in each week to hear more. In this week's episode, I am continuing with our popular theme of hormones. Now, hormones are the chemical messengers in our blood, and they are the life and soul of your fertility. And whilst everyone is different when it comes to their own diagnosis, a very large number of my own clients have hormonal issues that impact their fertility. So we do as much as we can via lifestyle factors to help improve these issues. Now, one of the most important hormones when it comes to your fertility is progesterone. Progesterone supports fertility by preparing the uterus for implantation, and it also maintains the lining of the uterus throughout pregnancy. It also regulates the menstrual cycle to ensure optimal conditions for conception. So there is no getting around it. Progesterone is a powerful player in the fertility world. So, in today's focus, I will be discussing 5 ways in which fitness can support healthy progesterone levels. Number 1, regulating your body weight. Now, regular exercise does help to maintain a healthy body weight, which is crucial for hormonal balance. Excess body fat, especially around the abdomen, can lead to an imbalance in hormones, including decreased progesterone levels. So by promoting weight management and really focusing on achieving and then maintaining healthy body fat levels, exercise can really help to prevent this imbalance and support healthy progesterone levels in the long run, which ultimately supports your fertility. Number 2, reducing stress. I know, I keep talking about stress reduction, and I know I do. But again, the key is, it is really important. And it's not just for your mental health, it's because stress can have a massive impact on your fertility. Now, exercise is known to reduce stress. It stimulates the production of endorphins, the body's natural mood elevators, the reason you feel awesome when you've done a workout. Now, high levels of stress can disrupt the balance of hormones, including progesterone. So engaging in physical activity, engaging in regular exercise can really help to lower stress levels and thereby support optimal progesterone production. Number 3, improving insulin sensitivity. Regular exercise enhances insulin sensitivity, which is hugely beneficial for overall hormone regulation. Insulin resistance is commonly associated with conditions like polycystic ovarian syndrome, PCOS. And again, this can lead to hormonal balances, including decreased progesterone levels. So, by improving insulin sensitivity, exercise helps to maintain hormonal balance, including healthy progesterone levels. Number 4, enhancing blood circulation. Exercise promotes better blood circulation throughout the body, including the reproductive organs. And this is why I make sure to include yoga movements in all of my cooldowns, specialized in targeting the reproductive organs. Now, improved circulation ensures that the ovaries receive an adequate supply of oxygen and nutrients. And this is essential for optimal hormone production, including progesterone. So, by enhancing blood flow to the reproductive system, exercise supports healthy progesterone levels. And number 5, promoting sleep quality. Regular physical activity has been shown to improve sleep quality and duration. and adequate sleep is crucial for hormone regulation, including progesterone production. Poor sleep habits or even insomnia can disrupt the body's hormonal balance, and this can lead to decreased progesterone levels. By promoting better sleep, exercise can indirectly support healthy progesterone levels. So before we wrap up, please remember that taking care of your body through exercise, nutrition, and sleep management not only enhances your overall well-being, but it also plays a crucial role in supporting your fertility. So whether you're on a fertility journey or simply prioritizing your reproductive health, incorporating these practices into your daily routine can make a significant difference. So stay tuned for more insightful episodes, and don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share our podcast to empower others on their own fertility and wellness journey. If you really want to make sure you work out regularly with people who truly understand what you're going through, then follow me on Instagram at fitness_fertility, where you will find my community of thousands of women who are also trying to conceive. And if you can't wait to work out, head over to fitnessfertility.com and sign up for my awesome free workouts. Don't forget to subscribe to the Fitness Fertility podcast and tune in every Friday to hear interviews with fertility experts and in-depth discussions on all aspects of fitness and fertility. And one more thing, please share the show, because you never know who's struggling and may need that little bit of extra help.